Who told you?
Either Fern or Helen told me that you were an awfully good cook.
Well, I used to be. Of course, as I say, I had charge of the lunchroom for so long, and we always had the food just like we'd have it at home. Mm-hmm. We didn't do like they do now, come in and just snap up a little something that's not seasoned in anything. But I had good cooks, mm-hmm. and I had all white but one. I was the only one that had a colored person in the lunchroom. That's for integration. Mm-hmm. And I said, I needed a good cook. Mm-hmm. And I said, there's just a lot of them applying and wanted it. Mm-hmm. Just everybody wanted to get on. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't take them because I knew they weren't good cooks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I asked the board if I couldn't take a colored person on that I knew was a good cook, and she'd do just what I wanted her to do, and she wouldn't grumble about it, and she'd do what the rest of you wanted. She's just a good negro. So they said, "Why? Who is it?" And I said, "Well, it's Alame." That was a name then. Then she married a. Well, they said, "All right, we know her, Alame, and that will be all right." So I took her. And then when Miss Ruth, she was the head of it down to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And so she'd come up here, of course, when didn't anybody know she's coming, mm-hmm. because she won't know what you will feed in the morning.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
So she came up
kind
here.
Kind of a test. To
uh-huh. And she came up here. And the day she came, I was so glad that that was the day she came. Mm-hmm. Because every day we had good things. And when we didn't have, when we had vegetables, we had cornbread. Mm-hmm. And Alame could make the best. And then when we had other things, we'd have rolls. And I'd get a whole pound of the roll to make up at one time. And so this time we had, and they had sent us some ham hocks, mm-hmm. you know, they sent, most of it was the same thing nearly all the time. Mm-hmm. So they sent ham hocks, and this time there was a man out in the country, he could pay for it, Sharon, mm-hmm. but he had so many, and he asked if he had always had a good garden. He said, "If, would you think of buying some turnip greens for me? I'd love to help pay for my children." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Now I would with this understanding that you'd cut all those stems off and cut it just like you were going to cook it for yourself and wash it good through one water and then bring it to me." I had to have 5 bushels. Mm-hmm. "And bring it to me and then we'd do the rest of the washing." Mm-hmm. And of course it was nice and fresh and clean. And he did that every time. And this was the day that we had that, when Miss Ruth came. And she came up to me and she went to the kitchen too. She said, "This is the best dinner. I don't know when I've ever had anything that tastes as good as this. I've never tasted in turnip greens that taste like this." I said, "Well, now you see, all me was the way she cooked them. She knew how." So then she agreed with me that a Negro was good. But they didn't have any more Negroes anywhere else until integration. I don't know what happened then because I was out of it.
You were already out of it.
I was out of it then. But I would have always had all of me because I'd take the dough and fix it, the yeast, and I went to the bakery and got it myself. Mm-hmm.